across the board.
Across the board.
Across the board.
All across the board.
That was across the board.
Hi, we are the Beatles.
And welcome to the QHEF Soccer Brothel.
Brothel.
So the brothel, it's in the Sweet 16, but surprise, the Sweet 16 is already done. And we're going to do the Elite Eight.
That's how much I care about you.
So what we have here is the Sweet 16 results. Now, Q, you watched all of the documentaries on each team, mainly done by Copa 90. Shout-outs to Copa 90. And we're going to give the results right here.
Yes, sir.
So it was between Atletico Bilbao and Manchester City. You went with Atletico Bilbao. It was between Atletico Madrid and Inter Milan. You went with Inter Milan.
Milan.
It was between Fenerbahce and Roma. You picked Roma.
Although I kind of regret it.
Yeah.
The Bacce.
Yeah, you 100% should regret it.
I kind of botched the Bacce.
Just wait. Between Guadalajara and Liverpool. You made the right decision. You picked Liverpool.
You picked Guadalajara.
No. Never. From Barcelona and Santos. You picked Barcelona.
Stupid.
From Celtic to Juventus, you picked Juventus. Now, remember, this is well before the Ronaldo deal happened. So this is now an interesting Barcelona versus Juventus. Messi versus Ronaldo again.
And guess what? He came back.
That's because he knows what it takes to get on my team.
But that means that he has to win. I feel like he's going to win.
Maybe. Leicester versus Porto, you picked Leicester. And PSV versus Milan, you pick Milan. Now, when we have done the dumbass decision, and we've done... No one cares.
Highest views on a podcast.
That's true.
Get at me, son.
It's one of the older ones. Don't.
Still has the highest views.
Older.
Highest listens. This is now views.
Still a view. They're viewing it with their views.
Anyways.
Like, we get it. Right?
Yeah, you're not special.
And it was...
It was all.
Got him. That was not good. Anyway.
It was not good.
So, anyways, so now we get to the Elite Eight, which will be Atletico Madrid versus Inter Milan, Roma versus Liverpool, Barcelona versus Juventus, and Leicester versus AC Milan.
Let's go.
Now, usually, what we do is we wait until the final four to go to Reddit. But we changed it up this time. And we went to Reddit at the Elite Eight. And we're going to have Q pick now the final four.
What?
So Q, let's start this off.
Begonias.
So Atletico Bilbao will start it off. The first comment says, the style of play. The team, for me, plays a Premier League style of football while in La Liga. Interesting, different. I'd like to see them play in the Premier League to see how they'd match up here. Even the new stadium, especially the year it was inaugurated under Valverde, we finished fourth or fifth man. They should have left that red wall there, the unfinished portion of the stadium. It seemed to intimidate the opposition. Tradition? Come on. The team doesn't take players from anywhere other than the Basque region in Spain and France. Yet it has never been relegated. There is talent in the region. Bilbao has and is one of the most under-the-radar cities in Spain. The food, the drinks, the architecture, the music, it is very unique and awesome. It is not all love. I do dislike many things about the way that things are going, and the argument to play only Basque players has two sides. I understand this. But overall, it is a good franchise. It is not an easy team to root for since it has not won in a while, not even Europa League, which, to my belief, they should have gotten that year Sevilla got us recent. My two cents. That was the first comment for Bilbao for you there, Q.
Cool beans.
This next one is Vasco Boy, 1964. Edan 31. I don't know what the fuck that meant.
It was the guy that had
hit up. Edan 31 summed it up pretty well. Athletic has a cultish fan base. Supports them during good and bad times. They are a Basque team, and Basques are fiercely independent and proud of their heritage. We have a Peña fan club in San Francisco that is very active. They mention us on being sports and when AC games are televised. The franchise is like a big family, and they're very loyal to their fans. Apu Athletica.
Apu!
Dope.
Apple? Right. Are they trying to say Apple?
I have no idea.
Does it say Iggy?
Yeah, yeah, Iggy.
Is it Iggy Azalea?
It's not.
Are you lying?
Who would want it to be Iggy?
Fuck the shit out of
in elite football, almost everyone in any starting 11 may be a friend, neighbor, or relative. Given you live in the Bilbao area, of course. This is sometimes mistaken for
xenophobia,
but it's nothing to do with that. It's more about sticking to your guns and valuing and promoting your own capabilities. This means we're less likely to win, but when we do, the taste is sweeter. I can see how some people find this approach to competition lacking in ambition or plain disgusting, while others regard us as the last romantics. I had a little choice which club to support, having been born in Bilbao's old quarter. It's funny how you never felt envious of the Barca's and Madrid's. Granted, we used to win more decades ago. I'm old enough to remember riding the double in early 80s. By the way, I just subscribed, so... Hi, everyone.
Hi. Cool beans.
Shout out to you, bro.
Shout out, Iggy I.
We may like the same team, dude. Who knows?
I really like that. That was really cool.
So yeah, that is...
How do you feel about that?
I like that.
So that is Atletico Bilbao.
I did kind of take, the xenophobia, right? With the whole, fuck you guys, it's only us.
Yeah.
I also like that, though, because, know, it's more of...
like
more integrity. Yeah, you don't get too much of the "oh, you're a really great player, come play for us" type shit.
Yeah, like the first comment said, it has two sides, and it's understandable to understand like both sides of we only allow these type of players, and then there's the two sides of it being you can only play if you're from this area, which can definitely have negative connotation, but also like, with Liverpool, when Trent Alexander is in the team and he's from Liverpool, it just means a little bit more.
Gives you that little bit of more.
Now,
more
a great thing is through learning about this, I learned a lot about Italian teams as well. And one of the things I really learned is AC Milan and Inter Milan have this rivalry that started because AC Milan wanted only Italian players on their team. And Inter Milan wanted foreign players. So it makes a lot of sense for Atletico Bilbao to be going up against Inter Milan here. Atletico only allows Basque players, and Inter Milan, that's why they're international. Right. So they're going up against Atletico Bilbao. So it's almost like they're going up against an AC Milan type of ideals. So we'll start with Inter. So Emmy the Best says, I've always been a massive Inter fan. Since I was born, my father has influenced me to root for Inter. I am from Milan, and choosing one of the two teams is almost a rite of passage. I remember so well the first time I went to the stadium, walking up the stairs and hearing the fans chanting and the lights turn on. One of the greatest stadium atmospheres I've ever experienced. When the stadium is full, there's nothing like the San Siro, especially in the derby with the choreographies and the back and forth chants. I love Inter through the ups and the downs. Sad the next season I won't be able to go to the stadium, but I will always love this team. Nothing can really compare to it.
I kind of want to know why you can't go back to the stadium.
Yeah.
I'm going to just leave that into your personal life.
Yeah, who knows?
I appreciate you.
Is he the microphone?
Is he?
Somewhat. Are you?
You're looking the microphone dead in its eyes.
I don't want to hold it.
See, Trent?
This is from Makes You Go Okay.
Alright.
I'll keep this short, even though I'm in India. For some reason, I've always had a fascination for Italy ever since I was a kid. Not football team fascination, but generally fascinated about the country. So when I started watching football, I naturally supported them, and my favorite player was Vieri. He played for Inter, so started supporting Inter. then read about the history of Inter, why they were formed, and became a fan. Plus, even now, with the amount of charity work they do with the underprivileged kids is amazing. They also have the only football club to be invited to the UN as a speaker. Wow, that's pretty dope.
Yep.
That is pretty dope.
All right, we got, Gabo Cobra. Gabo Corbo. Corbo. You know who you are. You commented. I'm from Argentina, and at first I simply watch random games from the European teams where players from my team country play. In 2006, Inter had lots of them: Zanetti, Crespo, and Cruz, Combacio, Samuel, etc. Plus, Recoba? Is that right? Yeah. Who I have Uruguayan parents grew knowing him as one of the best players in the world. Zanetti was already my favorite player in the world. I've seen him play for the national team only on TV and in the benefic games of Fundisi. I don't know. I'm not going to say that. Having so many players I like, the best looking at I've ever seen.
Where is it? Anyways, keep going.
I'd always, at the time, thinking getting your number retired was the biggest honor as a player, and hoping one day Zanetti would get such thing. Now the team was never. How the team was never relegated to Serie B. Argentina, this is considered a super big deal, and now my childhood team, Boca, has such honor in common with Inter as the only never relegated team from that country. The fact that Inter rivals had a history of match fixing only made me love this team even more.
The next one is from Medhelian. Says, my father's side of the family is Inter fan, and my mother's side of the family are AC Milan fan. When I was 4 or 5, I was mildly a Milan supporter because I was in the red class at kindergarten.
Makes sense.
Then around 6, I met my best friend. He was an Inter fan and converted me, arguing about the lack of scandals and Berlusconi compared to Milan. With the great joy of my father, years of grade middle school and high school made the rest to solidify my faith. Suffering through the 90s and early 2000s as a Inter fan in a class full of Milan supporters was quite an experience.
Dope.
This one is from Beastmaster 11. I grew up in an Italian house. I grew up in an Italian house. Oh my fucking lord! Household in Canada. My parents were recent immigrants when I was born and always had the only Italian language channel on TV. Every weekend, the channel would play Serie A games. It was the early 90s, and Serie A was on top of the world. One day, there was a documentary on the Big Three, Inter, Milan, and Juve. By watching this, I learned that Inter was born through splits of AC, and other half the board wanted to allow foreign players and half didn't. The half that did split off and made its own team, Internazionale Milan, obviously Inter Milan. Most of the national players that Inter had at the time were foreign-born Italians like me. This made me feel like a connection to the team. I have supported Inter ever since, even though at the time the team was going through tough times.
Scudetto championship
for the entire 90s. Pause that.
So you've heard the fans of Atletico Bilbao, and you've heard the fans of Inter Milan. I think it really goes down to, do you want the team that is just players from their region and have that sense of pride there? Or do you want a team that embraces... you're going international? So you're going Inter Milan. They move on to the Final Four, where they will be going up against either Roma or Liverpool. And I think this choice is going to be pretty easy. Let's really read the Roma fans' response to this. So, the first one, oh, yeah, go ahead. Here, I got it. The first one is from TL underscore Imra.
Roma, I'm in.
Yeah, this is Roma. Yeah. TT underscore Imra. He gives a link to another Reddit thing that says, where does your love for Roma come from? And says, have you checked this thread? And then that was all he put. Just sending us the thread.
I will check out that thread. Unless they lose in this part right here. Then
I think they're going to lose. Then I'm sorry. Boss O Freak says, it is early in the morning, but I'm pretty sure that this will be the dumbest thing I will read all day. This is about ours. Yes. Yes, this is about our thread. Yeah.
Oh, this is about my brothel?
Yeah, this is about your brothel.
So you can read it. Whoa,
this is from brothel?
Yes, this is what I'm saying, yes.
Okay, so have you checked this thread? It's early in the morning, but I'm pretty sure this is the dumbest thing I'll read all day. What's the next one? Okay.
I hope your day sucked. I hope
Fracture Bow. It disgusts me that this kind of tradition that is so loved and cherished gets destroyed by fans who just choose to support a team. This is the kind of American shit that I hate.
You don't make sense. Wow. Okay. You can eat a dick too, little guy.
It's okay. From the same guy.
It's okay in America, nobody gives a shit about tradition in football anyway. Just go and support a team that doesn't either like PSG, Man City, or LA Galaxy. Roma isn't like that.
From Miles Oden.
That's me.
From our very own across-the-board person, what about the tradition? Is he not getting, and why would he support LA? What is this guy's name? The
Maltesser.
I've seen this help me choose my football team way too many times, but this is probably one of the worst ones I've ever seen. That's not how you choose your football team.
Okay, so I just want to say a big fuck you.
Yeah. So I was really confused with the Roma fans. They seemed really upset that it was not something that you picked it out of, you know, the love for, you know, Totti or,
bitch, I'm not,
you know,
Italian.
Right, like, or that you grew up in Roma or something.
Even
so
I do like Totti. You niggas could go ahead and eat it. Y'all can go ahead and eat it. If not, that's out the window.
So they They were not happy with us trying to, or I guess many fans, many fans just trying to embrace other teams when they're just not from their area. So
that's fine.
So okay.
Liverpool wins.
Let's get into Liverpool. Let's talk about Liverpool at least.
I was wondering what was going on because like I was like, are this
dished hard?
Yeah.
What the fuck is
it? Yeah, I was waiting because we've done this so many times and
finally got it.
I was waiting for that one fan base to be pissed off about
it. It's because I'm black. I knew it. I fucking knew it. Fuck you guys.
Yeah, we're gonna use that.
You know what?
Racist. Yeah, we're gonna use that.
Fuck it, AS Roma. So.
Go
ahead.
Liverpool.
Raven.
That really hurts my heart, though. And like, that really.
Oh, fuck Roma.
I mean, it's fuck Roma, but yeah. Like, really, like that? You guys are mad that we're trying to figure out.
And we're at 5-8.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And this is someone that doesn't watch soccer a lot. And
yeah.
This is how people react to it. It's like, well, it's an American way. Well, I mean, like, we're just trying to get, you know, knowledge about teams.
How the fuck do you think you're
as we've seen, like, you know, people in Germany have randomly picked, like, the Kansas City Royals in baseball. And, you know, it's people in India have picked Liverpool.
Yeah, so, like,
and
brings us together.
Right.
It's cool. I mean, your team's
off the back of a Totti jersey.
And that's why we got Mo Salah from you guys. And Allison.
Let's actually change this up a bit. This is from Liverpool.
Yes.
It's from Blood Raven.
He's already kind of dope.
So, history, people, attached to ethics and morals, and most importantly, the God of Gods himself, Lord Ra.
Ragnar Klavan.
Ragnar Klavan.
Who is probably our fifth defender. It's being like our Lord and Savior Landry Jones. You know what I'm saying? Like,
so that's 10 times better than any comment we've got from Roma. So.
Yeah. Casey, do you want to read the next one?
Yeah.
All
right, we got Mary.
No, Man Patacosta. Do you need glasses, bro?
It's small.
We're like literally the same length away.
No, we're really not.
I can read that. think.
I'm Indian, and as you know, you're putting the mic right in front of it.
I'm so sorry.
I'm Indian, as you know, back then football wasn't much popular here. I started supporting LFC after watching the highlights of the 2005 final. It was my first proper exposure to football. Back then, I was not even aware that the team in red kit is Liverpool. So here's the white team thrashing the red team in the first half, and the red team managed to get a goal in the second half. Nothing special till that time. But what moved me was the intensity and passion of the guy who scored the header. He is refusing to give up. He's fusing his energy with his team. And now they've scored two more goals. That's when I decided that I like this red team, and I've been supporting them since. So.
I'm out the red team.
The next one is Mobsteroids. History, mobsteroids, or mob steroids. Which one is it? Mobsteroids or mob steroids? I don't think so. Anyways, history, politics, fan base, and the working class nature of the city. Someone has to keep the red flag flying high. For me, I think above all else, it's why I chose to support and follow clubs like Liverpool, Celtic, and Beşiktaş. With these towards the other clubs with historically working class fan bases and messages, I'll most likely never be able to afford it to attend a game. But seeing these clubs stay true to their history and values mean the world to a fan like me, especially during a time where a lot of sports teams disregard their fans and history. And I think that's a big thing about Liverpool. It's one of the reasons why I picked it, because one, of their history, two, of the politics of it, because no matter what team you pick, there's going to be politics that deal with in any soccer team. And Liverpool were for the working class. They were kind of for the people and to help people. And teams like Celtic and Beşiktaş and FC St. Pauli, Boca Juniors, those teams do a lot of that. So they're very similar to Liverpool in that sense.
So this next one is from
We're going to butcher all these names.
But if you know this is you, what isn't there to love about this club? There is massive history, and although times may be rough at certain points, there's always hope that Liverpool will reach its glory days once again, which I think they are. And we've seen this recently with our CL final run. Although it was heartbreaking loss, there's so much to look forward to as a club, keeping progress and making improvements. Who knows what the future brings, but there is a lot of potential. The fan base is also incredible. The memes, generosity, atmosphere is something else. It gives me chills just watching videos of them singing at Anfield, or even though they traveled abroad. Side note, I'm from the States, but I am an AEK Athens and Liverpool supporter. There are also clubs. Those are my clubs and will always be my clubs.
Dope.
Respect.
All right, this one's from Rampart and Roaring. Because for me, football has always been about the essence of a team, a tribe, a community of fans and supporters. There's nothing more perfect than a team working in unison and fighting together, or thousands of supporters singing with one voice. So when I discovered You'll Never Walk Alone and how deep it went into the history of the club and the city, it was a no-brainer. That fact, the fact that Steven Gerrard is such an iconic
talismanic
player, and he never left his hometown club, is just icing on the cake for me. I love the class and devotion and the passion of the club.
Steven G. The next one I read after this, or the next one, whoever. So, Colton, when you read this, I don't know. The next one after I read this one, I don't even know if this story is true because it's like it's too wild to be true. But if it is, that's just insane. Anyways, Jake_M_B says, because I'm a damn romantic, that's why. When I decided to pick a team, what?
He said BC.
Because I'm a damn romantic, that's why. When I decided to pick a team in 2009, the story of the hometown hero Stevie G choosing to stay with his hometown club where he could win less trophies, but where every trophy would mean so much more, absolutely pulled at every heartstring I own. Then Klopp came along, and with his own damn romanticism, and it's like falling in love all over again.
Totally.
And I feel the same way. Like I'm in love with Klopp.
Yeah,
I'm okay with saying this.
What quote is she about for this one? It's short but it's sweet.
Oh my god, it's insane.
This is from KimSaul78. A judge was about to sentence me to 20 years behind the bars for premeditated arson, but when the judge found out it was targeting
the son,
he let me go. I asked why, and he simply said, "You never walk alone." The whole courtroom stood up and clapped, and Kenny Dalglish came out and gave me a signed kid.
So Kenny Dalglish is one of the greatest Liverpool players of all time.
So
the story is, the Sun is a newspaper that ran. It's a popular kind of like a how you would see like a like. One of those random like magazines that you see at Kroger that like have like a bunch of fake stories and stuff. When the 96 people died at Hillsborough, they blamed it on Liverpool. And just last year, it finally, after 20 years or so, finally, or it was 96, so it was 21 years later, they said that it finally got noted that the police covered the documents up and that Liverpool were not responsible for it. But it was 21 years of slander for it, and the Sun ran a bunch of news about it, saying that there was Liverpool players, Liverpool front office, and they were responsible for 96 people dying. And so that's why they say Liverpool and Everton fans don't buy the Sun. The Scousers never buy the Sun. And a lot of people just in England don't support the Sun. But for a judge who was about to sentence this dude for 20 years in prison for arson, and it was against the Sun, and he says, "You'll never walk alone." And then Kenny Dalglish to be there? I don't know if this story is true, but if it is, what?
With the Danish?
Kenny Dalglish, I don't know where exactly Kenny's from.
No, let me look that up. With a Danish.
No, he had a signed jersey. Why did you think of Danish?
I think he heard his name.
Oh my
God. That was my fault.
Kenny Dalglish is Scottish. Yeah.
Danglish? Dangladesh?
Wow. Yeah. So even though we already know who you're picking, Q,
just for podcast sake. I will kill you. I'll kill you dead.
Go eat a dick. I apologize that you have shitty fans. I actually kind of liked you guys.
So Inter versus Liverpool in the final four. Liverpool's getting so close. We're going to do it. We're going to win. Anyways. All right. Next one is Barcelona. You got to say it like that. You got to say Barcelona. All right. I'll give the first one. So AKIP 4545 says, "I could give the default answer about falling in love with Messi or Ronaldinho, but truth is no matter how good they were, the only reason was I was able to watch them because Barcelona were a big team that won a lot so that I could actually watch their games. So I guess Barcelona because they were good." I like the honesty there, that he was just like, you know what, one of the reasons why I picked them is because I could actually fucking watch them.
"I grew up in a football-loving family. Remember watching the 2002 World Cup as a child and falling in love with Ronaldinho. I was 8 years old, started watching all his club games. I used to ask my mother to stay up late on school nights just to watch him play when he transferred to Barca. I started naturally watching Barcelona games, slowly fell in love with the club." Easy love story there.
Oh, yeah. We got Alcom 1614. Kind of a shout out to Columbus, you know what I mean? I was born here in Barcelona and grew up playing football since it's very popular and Barca is part of my city and hence my identity. It was very boring, I'm gonna be honest.
Wow.
I feel like wow. Make it short and sweet, but
like it was like too short and not sweet enough.
Wow. All right.
Like, short and tangy.
There was not enough diabetes in that.
Wow.
Diabetes. Correct term.
Okay, so says, "Because of my father's family, who are Basque origins, Atletico Bilbao, and were heavily chased by the Spanish government back in the 50s and 60s, disliked with a passion, everything that Madrid represents, not the city, which is very beautiful. And always found with joy every time Real Madrid didn't accomplish anything. So what better way to see Madrid suffer than to fully support their direct rival? Also, when I was little, I fell in love with Ronaldinho playstyle and began to follow Barca since then. And that's a thing, obviously, you've seen with the documentary. Barcelona has a deep root in politics. And when they were not allowed to speak Catalonian, which is their language, and they were not allowed to be proud of their Catalonia heritage during the Franco regime, and Franco supported Real Madrid. So Barcelona were kind of like the freedom fighters against the fascist regime of Franco and Real Madrid.
It's kind of badass whenever yep. you're a rebel.
Yep.
Run it.
This is from...
Best name so far.
I grew up in a non-football watching family, except for my grandfather, who told me about John.
Sorry, Cruyff. Kubala.
Kubala, and so on. He also told me about Puskas and Di Stefano.
Yeah,
there you go. I got really into Spanish football and started reading about both clubs' history. I fell in love with the history of Barcelona and quite the opposite of Real Madrid. I read more and more about the club, buying every book about Barca. Since then, I've become obsessed with Barca and been to the city every year for the last 6 years with 5 games seen so far. And now, planning a visit for this upcoming fall or maybe the season of Clásico. Rest in peace and thank you for opening my eyes to the football.
I don't know what that was.
That's
a sweet thing to say, I guess.
I feel like that has something to do with Grandpa.
Random user 786. I am not a fan of Barca because of any player. I am deeply affected by its philosophy, values, and principles. It has a bit of history associated with it. How it is associated with the Catalan movement in the past?
Past.
In
the best?
for me, Barca is more than just a club. That's a lot. That's nice.
Yeah.
All right. This is...
It's getting down to the wire.
So that was Barcelona. Barcelona. Now, obviously, they got Messi. They got Ronaldinho in the past. They now have Messi and Suarez and Dembele. And now we're going to go to Juventus, who, when we did this, this was well before Ronaldo came. Pause.
But he was on his way. Almost there.
It was the beginning of the rumor. Like, the rumor had just started and didn't even seem real when we posted this. So... it is real. It did happen. And Ronaldo is now at Juventus. So I'll start it off by Chugo said, hard time to write this given all the shit that's happening at the club recently. I've been a supporter all my life. I suppose you could say I was grandfathered in. My first years were hard, gambling, scandal, Serie B. I was little and I didn't understand it and asked my dad if we could change teams. He told me we bleed Rosanero and had to have faith. He was right. My first real memory is winning the Scudetto. I had my Milan flag out of the car from Como, where my grandma lived, to a small town near Lecco. Making my dad honk the car during the whole ride, everyone went crazy and the streets were filled with red and black. I was so proud of my colors. That year, I played in Pulcini. But I wasn't good enough. Later on, I had the fortune at going to the temple, often seeing my idols playing, smoking, drinking, and singing my ass off with my fellow ultras.
Soccer player, you shouldn't be smoking.
Brothel.
This is from user Charizard77.
Shouts to Charizard.
My granddad is from Italy. He's from a small village in the south called Fardella. He's been alive for every single World Cup to give you an idea of his age. Holy shit.
That's a long fucking time.
I've never asked him when he started supporting Juve, but I probably should while I still have a chance. That's just something that's so ingrained in my family I've never even thought to ask. Ever since I can remember, we've sat together on the couch and watched Juve. I found a picture of me when I was about 3 wearing a Juve shirt. So for me, it's simply been my entire life. I can't really remember a time when I wasn't cheering on the Beyonce. I can't say that. I'm such ignorant. I'm sorry. I'll support this team till I die. Watching players like Buffon and Del Piero stick with the club through relegations when they could have joined other big clubs has been an inspiration. I will always reward that loyalty with my support. Ups and downs, wins and losses, I'm a Juvento through and throughout. And I simply don't know any other way to live.
Hell yeah.
Rock on, dude.
Alright, next one we got Sir Smoke-A-Lot. First team, I guess. I'm a dumb American who followed European soccer or football from across the pond. Do I have a podcast for you? but more or less, just appreciated the game and greats while not having what I considered a team to root for. As lame as it sounds, after watching that documentary, I fell in love with the
atmosphere.
Atmosphere of the club. How the players seem to be a bunch of good dudes, and Turin seems like me kind of town. The championship legacy and sweet uniforms don't hurt either. Although I like how, for as distinguished a history as the club has, it has some demons of their own, of its own, in the Champions League to get past. So I can still feel like I'm not a complete front runner.
That's a good point, because Juventus still haven't won the Champions League in years and years and years. So even though, like, Gigi Buffon, who just moved from Juventus to PSG, he had won a World Cup, but he had never won a Champions League.
Hey, yeah.
And the last comment here says, from Francisco, says, I was born in Italy and raised with bread and football. I became a Juventus supporter because my father is one, and I'd watched the games with him ever since when I was 9, so it kind of grew on me. My dad's story is a little more interesting, though. When he was little, he was sent, like almost every kid, to a boarding school far away from home. He met a kid who was getting bullied by older guys. My dad befriended and defended him. That kid happened to be a Juventus supporter, and so he introduced him to the club and started supporting just to please him, so that he wouldn't feel alone. Fast forward decades, here we are, diehard supporters, and we never miss a single game.
Oh, yeah.
So that is Barcelona and Juve. So are you going to go Messi? You're going to go Ronaldo? You go in the lovable freedom fighters of Catalonia, or the dominant Italians of Turin? That was really hard. I was trying to make something up right on the spot right there.
That was nice, though. I think I'm going to fight for freedom with the Catalonian people. So
you pick Messi over Ronaldo.
I love the Catalonian people.
Wow, nice. I much prefer the, yeah, I think.
I disrespect it.
Casey, who's better, Messi or Ronaldo?
Ronaldo.
You're wrong.
What?
You're wrong. Messi's better than Ronaldo.
Ronaldo's better than Messi. Clutch. Messi's better.
For one World Cup, and he got out in the same stage.
And guess what? Exactly.
Yeah, no, Ronaldo was out in the same stage too. Messi. So, like, what does it matter? What?
Scored more goals than Messi.
Like, scored, like, 2 more goals than Messi. Who cares? Messi scored more goals than him in, like, life.
I don't think that's true.
I think Messi has more goals.
I feel like it's, like...
They're really close. And Messi's, like, 3 years younger.
Is he really?
Yeah. Fun fact, Messi is, like, you know, 3 years, some odd days younger than Ronaldo. But Messi's kid is that same exact amount older than Ronaldo's kid.
That's weird.
That's some fucking trippy ass shit.
Messi's kid is already signed.
Messi's kid is signed to Barcelona.
That's crazy.
He said that
when he was born. It was like 3 months.
He got a contract when he was 180 days.
Yeah, yeah. They're like, we'll wait 3 months, see how it feels.
We're in
contract negotiations. No. I doubt it. He's just like in the youth academy immediately.
They had to sign.
They just, you know, they.
What
just
if he doesn't like pan out?
What if he don't?
Well,
what if he plays basketball?
Hockey? Well, Barcelona have their own basketball squad too. And they have, like, their own tennis, badminton, baseball, football. Like, they have everything. I don't know if they have
hockey. You guys,
I don't want to say that and them not have hockey.
You guys.
Messi's son becomes a tennis player.
I mean, golf. Cool, you know?
Golf.
So the last
table hockey.
Tiger Messi.
The last matchup is Leicester versus AC Milan. So let's start off with Leicester. This is from Merging Cultures. Says, it's pretty simple. I was born there and grew up there. I used to go to Filbert's Street as a kid. I'd rather stand in the cop or sit in the double-decker. Great memories with my dad. Now when I am home, I use one of my family's season tickets. We have seats on the halfway line in the east stands. As a family, we really enjoy supporting Leicester.
Your family was rich enough to own season tickets?
It's not like ridiculously expensive.
I am poor.
I'm poor too. I'm not affording tickets.
Look at your house.
Their tickets probably don't cost a lot.
Yeah, Leicester's tickets probably don't. I guarantee you they went up when they won the Premier League.
Oh, yeah. For like over the season.
They're still in the Premier League. So.
This is from George, if that's what it is. My granddad took me to watch us lose 3-0 in a reserve game to LP Switch. Whatever.
Lip switch.
Lip switch.
Yeah.
And I was hooked immediately. That's pretty cool. I mean, if you watch a team losing,
you know, I'm hooked immediately.
It's like I loved it.
The way we got our ass.
Some people like crazy. The underdogs, bro.
Alright. Ask my pin. Simple. Okay. That messed me up. It's simple. It's where my heart belongs. I cannot look at another club the same way I look at Leicester City ever.
I feel like they're talking about their clubs like they're their wives.
It's more important. Bill Shankly, the creator of Liverpool, said they usually say football is a game of life or death. It's much more serious than that. Anyways.
You think that's why they were mad? I was trying to call it a brothel?
No.
That's why Roma was acting like a bunch of queers.
I think Roma was just some pieces of shit.
I'm excited for this one.
Hope they all get butt herpes.
Yeah. So this one says, I'm from the United States. Abstract Noodle says, I'm from the United States. More specifically, Ohio.
See, that's
Ohio.
That's way better than Iowa.
Yeah, Ohio, absolutely. So
Ohio
is
not more, no.
Iowa
and Ohio even sound pretty similar.
They have just as much corn as them. They probably have more, but still.
Anyways,
that's probably why they're better, though, because they have more corn.
Their team in college football sucks. The Hawkeyes suck.
Ohio State dealing with their own scandals right now. I wouldn't be talking much.
That doesn't mean
scandalous.
That just means Urban Meyer.
We might suck here soon. I wouldn't be throwing a lot of stones right now, all I'm saying. All right. Abstract Noodle says, I'm from the United States, more specifically Ohio. I became a fan the year before Leicester won the Premier League. This happens because of the excessive amount of time I spent playing FIFA. There was a bronze left-back named Bakayogo who played for Leicester at the time, who was just insane in FIFA. I started watching a few games to see how he'd play in real life. Turns out he was always on the reserves as far as I know. Never played a first-team game, but maybe I was wrong. I never got to watch him, but I really enjoyed watching the games and decided that I'd support Leicester instead of one of those bigger clubs. It was more exciting to watch a team who weren't expected to win every game. It was crazy to watch them escape relegation and then winning the entire league. It's been a fantastic choice for me to start supporting the club, as it's been so much fun watching the whole club grow.
FIFA champ.
And from my eye.
This is from Batsmugger 69.
Why do you have to say Ohio like that? Like, people don't from Ohio don't say Ohio.
You gotta say Ohio.
No, it's just Ohio.
Nah,
it's from Ohio.
Ohio.
Hi.
I don't like the way you say it, Ohio. I don't like that at all.
You sound like a karate instructor.
Batsmugger 69 says, born and raised and not lived there for 12 years, and I never met a fan that wasn't born there. It was one of those teams. Boss to see people choosing Leicester as team support.
He should meet Abstract Noodles.
Noodles.
All right. I can't even see that.
A. Carter.
A. Carter, 19. I live in America and saw the way Jamie Vardy and Mahrez played on the team, and immediately I looked up to them. Now it's grown into a love for the club, not only those players. Yeah.
You're grown. Stop looking up to other men.
All right, well, that is Leicester.
Leicester.
Now we're going to move on to AC Milan.
AC Fulan.
So, Jonto says, when I was 7, I got a Shiva jersey from my grandmother's husband. A few years later, I wrote an email to someone in the staff of Milan. I don't remember what I wrote to or to who, but they sent me a signed poster of Shiva, Maldini, I'm not going to name all the players, as a Christmas gift. Since that, my heart has belonged to Milan.
I just would like to say I was the one who sent you that, and I forged all their signatures.
He didn't send you that. He didn't send you that whatsoever.
From Teargrow 7, my dad's uncle brought him and my uncle to San Siro, and my dad had multiple season tickets, so it's in my jeans. I got a photo of me 1 year old with a Milan flag in my hands. That's awesome.
This one is from, I'm not even going to pronounce that. I am Polish. That probably explains the name. I watched my first Champions League final in 2005. I was 8 years old then. My whole country was rooting for Liverpool because of Dudek, their goalie. I fell in love for Milan during this one game. I liked the players, the passion, the jersey. In the end, when my countryman was the hero, I was almost crying because I wanted Milan to win so bad. I am a fan since this sad night.
That was not sad for me as a Liverpool fan when Liverpool beat Milan. You guys beat us next year, so I can't really say anything, but we won 2005.
Gotcha, bitch.
Well, this is from Holy Shadow. My grandfather used to work for F1 pit stops after the Second World War. He was a good friend of Enzo Ferrari. So you can imagine my family being completely addicted to motors. Nobody cared about Serie A, which is weird because I'm Italian. I've always had the edgelord attitudes in childhood, so I went full soccer. My schoolmates at the time were all supporting Juve?
Yeah.
Okay, and Merida, and I had to differ. I didn't expect to completely fall in love with the club. I started with victories, and I appreciated the philosophies. Till I started bleeding... I started bleeding red and black. Now I'm totally addicted to our beautiful squad. I can't wait for another season to start. Forza fucking Milan.
And,
Forza fucking Milan.
Chuga writes.
Why didn't you want to read Akima or whatever?
I'm glad I have to cut out the Juve one, because this guy actually put it in the Milan one. I definitely copied it into the Juve one. Anyways.
Wow.
He put this one in the Milan. That's why I was like, I didn't understand that, because he was like red and black, whatever. I'm going to reread this Chuga one. It says, hard time to write this given all the shit that's happened with the club recently. I've been a supporter all my life. I suppose you can say I was grandfathered in. My first years were hard, gambling scandal, Serie B. I was little and I didn't understand it, and I asked my dad if we could change teams. He told me that we bleed the Rosanero, and I had to have faith. He was right. My first real memory is winning the Scudetto. I had my Milan flag out of the car from Como, where my grandmother lived, to a small town near Lecco, making my dad honked the car during the whole ride. Everyone went crazy and the streets were filled with red and black. I was so proud of my colors. That year, I played in the Pulcini of my hometown and attended the school of a Milan legend. I tried to get into Milan, but I wasn't good enough. Later on, I had the fortune at going to the temple, often seeing my idols playing, smoking, drinking, singing my ass off with my fellow ultras.
Dope.
So that is AC Milan. That is the last one. Q, is it Leicester or AC Milan? Uh-huh. Is it the underdogs? I'm gonna try to create these terrific headlines. Is it the underdogs from the underground? I completely just stole that from WWE. Or is it AC Milan are like giants of like or is it the giants from Italy who have since fell down a peg and look for a resurgence in fire? They were a great team. They're not that good now. but you could go in and support them.
What's the colors again? Red and black.
Red and black. And blue and white. And then blue and white or yellowish too. It's always blue versus red. So also you could go Leicester. So I'll give this as part of their history. So Leicester have never been good, except for this random season where Jamie Vardy and Riyad Mahrez and N'Golo Kanté and all of these teams that were facing, that were about to be relegated, that are pretty much the Browns, randomly won the Premier League. They won the whole thing. And now they're probably... Wait.
I'm no pussy.
Leicester. So listen. They're probably never going to win the Premier League again. Let's be honest. They're probably never going to win again. However, Milan, they were also the team that you picked Inter because they picked the foreign players. Milan were originally the team that were just wanting Italians. They've won tons of championships, one of the greatest teams of all time. But they're falling down, and they've faced a lot of scandals recently, similar to Juventus. You going, Leicester? All right, let's do it. That means that you have one Italian club, two English clubs, and one Spanish club left in your final four. So it'll be Inter Milan versus Liverpool. Liverpool will win that. And FC Barcelona versus Leicester City. So you guys have anything left to say from this podcast?
Boobies.
Boobs.
It's like we went through a weird journey to get to these teams.
It's super weird.
Because I was not expecting any of these teams to be there, but then I was like, I understand why these teams are.
You know what's insane? In the first podcast, I mentioned that I thought that either Liverpool were going to win, Leicester, Milan, or Inter. So the only one I got wrong was Barcelona.
Fuck Roma.
Yeah, fuck off. Fuck off, Roma.
Guys, your fans are a bunch of old Roma
football clubs. Yeah, you guys are bitches. Yeah.
Actually, not the football clubs, the football club's fans.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
And you know what? We took Mo Salah from you guys, and we took Allison from you guys. And if you guys have any other good players, we're going to take them from you.
So pretty much pull up.
Pull up. Man, they are known for stabbing. Hold on. Maybe we shouldn't say pull up.
We're not no pussies.
Hey, listen.
That too, but I'm black, so you can't really say that. They might try to come.
You said what?
But, Roma, y'all all eat baby cocks.
Whoa. I'm literally putting the Shannon thing in here. I'm putting the Shannon video in here.
Let me finish. Y'all also have poppycocks, so.
Dope. Well, I think this has been a great episode of Across the Board. Just make sure you guys put something up on the board today.
So thank you for listening. Thank you for watching.
Roma, come back with us, bitch. Let's do it again.
So follow us on Instagram. Follow us on, now you can subscribe on the YouTube channel. We'll have all the links down there.
Doing
big shit.
Big things.
Get done now.
Big
right.
Shit.
That'll be cool.
Yeah. Across the board. All across the board.
It was across the board.